Hello and welcome to the Two Roads and Two Destinies radio ministry. For Mark Beebe and Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody. We're with you each weekday afternoon from 1 to 1:15. And our goal is to teach the Word of God, edify the saints, and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, each brother rotates the speaking from week to week. And now, our message for today. Let's look first to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come into your presence once again for another week of Bible study. We start off with prayer, lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that you would guide us and lead us. We pray that Christ would be honored and glorified in all things that are said. May we think of Christ in whatever area of the Scripture we're studying. May we apply it to our lives, that it might encourage us, it might lead us closer to you. And Father, that in the end, that Christ would be lifted up and glorified. We thank you for him as our Lord and Savior and pray for your guidance this week. In Christ's name, amen. This is Mike Moody, and we're looking at a week in the book of 2 Chronicles. We've been looking at the Gospel of John, but we're going to take a week in Chronicles. And you might ask just why. The reason being is I've been studying both a little bit in the Minor Prophets and reviewing over the different kings of Israel recently. So I thought I might, while it was fresh on my mind, take a week and look at some of the kings in the split kingdom. And we'll go into the background of what that means just in a minute. But what we're going to do is turn to 2 Chronicles and pick up at chapter 14. Now, when you think of the book of Chronicles back there in the Old Testament, you know, past Joshua, Judges, and you know, past 1st, 2nd Samuel, 1st, 2nd Kings, and then you have 1st and 2nd Chronicles. We have, in a similar way, the Gospels in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They each speak of the same person, Christ, and his ministry here upon the earth, in his life. And yet, each of the Gospels point out the same stories, the same facts of his life from different angles. A lot of things are repeated, but sometimes there's just a little something different referred to perhaps in Luke that may not have been the same as in Matthew. This is not contradictions. What this is teaching us from different perspectives, from different aspects, and we can bring them all together and have a deeper understanding of Christ and what the Lord has for us. So just as the Gospels work together, we see in somewhat of a similar way, when you're reading 1st and 2nd Kings, in portions of those two books, you read of the kings, and then you could flip over to 1st or 2nd Chronicles, and we're thinking primarily 2nd Chronicles, and you could see a parallel passage. But oftentimes in 2 Chronicles, it will give a little bit more detail of some of these kings that we're going to look at as compared to in the book of Kings. So when you're reading through the Word of God, compare Scripture with Scripture. Instead of saying, well, I've already read the Kings, I'm going to skip Chronicles. No, I believe you would be missing some of the great details of the lives of these kings. Now, in background, we would like to point out that in the nation of Israel, there were three kings before the nation split. We see that there was Saul. He reigned 40 years. He was man's choice. God allowed him to be king, but you might look at him as man's choice. He was a fleshly choice. He was head and shoulders above the rest, but you see, the people were impressed with him, and they wanted Saul as a king. But then David was God's man, the one who had a heart after God. We see David was God's choice. He wrote much of the Psalms, such as Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." We see David for 40 years. And then we see Solomon for 40 years. Solomon wrote Song of Solomon. We think of him in his youth, perhaps with his affection and passion. We think of Ecclesiastes, you think of a middle-aged person, when he spent all his vanity. It seemed enough to realize that everything under the sun is vanity. And then we see, as an older person, perhaps when you see that he wrote Proverbs, think of the wisdom that's in Proverbs. So that's really something to meditate on, the progression of those writings of Solomon. But anyway, Saul, David, and Solomon, three kings of Israel, each reigned 40 years apiece. But after this, we see the split kingdom. We see that there was the northern kingdom of Israel. This was made up of 10 tribes. Then we see the southern kingdom was made up of 2 tribes. This was called the kingdom of Judah. So we have Israel, we have Judah. Now Judah was made up of the 2 tribes of Judah and Benjamin. If you remember that these 12 tribes came from the man Jacob and his sons. The names of these tribes came from the names of these sons. But if you recall, out of both of these kingdoms, each kingdom through the period of time that they both were reigning, each kingdom had 19 kings. Now they didn't change at the same time. But if I counted correctly, that's 19 kings in each kingdom, 38 kings before the people of Judah and Israel were taken into captivity. Now we see that they were taken into separate captivities. But the point here is that out of these 38 kings, only 8 of them was called good kings. The King James says, speaking of a king that did right, in the sight of the Lord. Only 8 out of 38 kings. But you know, we'd like to look at those 8 kings, primarily the first 6. For you see, the first 6 of those good kings came in the kingdom of Judah. Just like the next 2, the 7th and 8th good kings, also came out of Judah. But the significance is this, the first 6 kings that were in Judah that were called good kings, they were ruling in Judah while their counterpart Israel, the northern kingdom, was still around. Now the last 2 good kings, that was Hezekiah and Josiah, where the biggest revivals came, they were ruling when Judah's counterpart Israel had been already taken into captivity by Assyria. So we see a different circumstance there. What I'd like to look at, Lord willing, this week is the 6 good kings in Judah that came while Israel is still around. You know, these 2, Judah and Israel, warred at times. Sometimes they would go into leagues together, but it was not what would be honoring to the Lord, for the northern kingdom always had a bad king, and they were not following the Lord. So why are the good kings only found in Judah? I think that one reason, of course, we see the connection with David. We see David was God's man, God's king. The Word of God tells us of how the throne of David will be forever. Christ is going to sit upon the throne of David. So Israel is not through being dealt with. So we see that the southern kingdom, Judah, had his connections with David. So we also see that in the southern kingdom, the reason I believe as well that the good kings came out of that kingdom was that the 2 tribes that made up the southern kingdom was Judah and Benjamin. Judah was the tribe of where we see the line of Christ, the genealogy of Christ. We see the kingly line coming out of Judah. And then we see Benjamin, the tribe which came from the man Benjamin, and the interesting background of that is this. Remember Joseph, the man that was given by Jacob, his father, the coat of many colors. Joseph at that time was the youngest son, but yet he is a tremendous type or picture, a shadow of Christ. Many chapters at the end of Genesis speak of Joseph and how he was envied and hated by his brothers, the other sons of Jacob. He was left for dead. He was then sold, and then we see how he ended up in Egypt, and Jacob, their father, thought he was dead. He'd given up on him as dead, as if when they brought that coat of many colors with the animal's blood on it to trick or to fool Jacob, that's what Joseph's brothers did. Well, Jacob thought that an evil beast had devoured his son, the son that he loved so dearly, the one he'd given that coat of many colors to. But you see, the other brothers were jealous, and they envied him. But what happened later on, Joseph was the one in Egypt that was ruling whenever these ones, sons of Jacob was sent down there during a famine to purchase food. And we see that this man, Joseph, revealed himself later to his brethren and said, "I am Joseph." But the point is this, all of these sons, we see how they were guilty in one way or another of sending off Joseph and the lie to their father of saying Joseph must be dead. But the interesting thing is this, that there was another brother named Benjamin who wasn't born at the time of the deception against Joseph. So when Joseph found out that he wasn't the youngest brother any longer, when they came to him in Egypt, he found out there was another son named Benjamin. Benjamin was innocent as far as the sin against Joseph, wasn't he? So when we see that the southern kingdom of Judah, during the split kingdoms, was made up of Benjamin and Judah, it's interesting that these were two tribes of great significance. Benjamin was innocent of the sin against Joseph, and Judah was the kingly line of Christ. So we see the good kings, and they came out of Judah, but they didn't come out of Israel. Now, we've given today's message primarily through this introduction, but I would like to mention to you a little bit about these kings, or at least who they are. We see that there was Asa, there was Jehoshaphat, Joash, Amaziah, Uzziah, Jotham. Now we look at these different good kings, and again, there was two more. There was Hezekiah and Josiah, but that was after their counterpart Israel was taken into captivity. We only look at the first six. And as we look at these, the point is this, that yes, there were bad kings even in Judah mixed in and out between these good kings, but the point is this, that we learn from other people's mistakes, even from other Christians. We would apply that to us today. So when we see these good kings, we find that there was a lot written about them that was negative, things that were not so good. So we learn from people's mistakes and our own mistakes. So we see here, I just give you my outline, and we'll pick up on this, Lord willing, tomorrow. But we see Asa had finishing problems. Jehoshaphat had compromising problems. Joash had commitment problems. Amaziah had heart problems. Uzziah had pride problems. And Jotham had leadership problems. Now we'll explain these in more detail, the Lord willing. But the perfect contrast to these people and their mistakes is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ finished well. He didn't compromise. He was committed to the work that he had to do. He had the perfect heart. He did not have trouble with pride or leadership. So as we go through these studies, we'd like to contrast these kings to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we're studying the Word of God, if we don't always apply it and find the meaning in connection with Christ, then we've failed the main point of the Word of God, that we might see Christ throughout the Scriptures. Well, this is Mike Moody, along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe. Join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock to 1:15, Monday to Friday as well, for the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. Thank you.